The fictional criminals you're about to hear have been known to commit crimes, hence them being criminals. They also, on occasion, use profanity. We're working on increasing the frequency of profanity, but until then, listener discretion is advised.
Previously on Burning Edge.
It's Friday, January 5th, 2080. The team had a meeting with EVO's head of security, Rain Davis. Negotiations between the UCAS and EVO are wrapping up, and Chuck Garrow, vice president of acquisitions for the United Canadian and American States, is being sent to a five-star hotel to sign the treaty. EVO has some fairly reliable intel that both Ares Macro Technology and the Shiawase Corporation would like to see the treaty signing ceremony not happen quite as planned. The Burning Edge crew has decided to go check out the meeting room ahead of time to get the lay of the land. After valeting their car, Steve, they enter the Ritz-Carlton's lobby. You walk in and are greeted by a door guy who opens the door. Welcome to the Ritz-Carlton.
Thank you.
Now, which way to the bar?
Ma'am, the bar is straight back. If you just follow this hallway down, it'll open up through those double doors at the end.
Thank you. And then look, see an eye to everybody else. I'll stay in touch.
Well, she knows her priorities.
Catherine slowly makes her way up to the desk.
The female elf is on the phone, but the male is more than willing to help you.
Yes, ma'am. How may I assist you?
Hi. There is a big meeting going on here tomorrow, and I need to know in what room.
We have many meetings here at the Ritz-Carlton almost every day of the week, from weddings to corporate retreats. Do you know the name of the host?
The political meeting between EVO and...
Indeed.
You see his eyes glaze over as he goes into AR for a second.
Ah, yes. Here it is.
Yes.
The EVO-UCAS treaty signing. They'll be in the promenade. They're currently setting the promenade up for tomorrow. If you would like to see it ahead of time, I'm sure it can be accommodated.
Yes.
He nods to a uniformed staff member standing off to the side.
Jim, can you show the lady to the promenade?
I'll be needing to inspect that rough area as well.
Sure. And he takes you down a hall. JB, are you going with him or?
So this guy's just like the concierge, right?
The bellhop is going to show them to the promenade meeting room.
Well, I'm going to talk to the concierge.
Okay.
Can I speak to your manager?
I'm sure I can help you with whatever you need.
So we are performing security detail tomorrow, and I need access to your security.
I assure you that the security of the Ritz-Carlton is of the highest caliber.
I agree with this, but I will need to see it nonetheless.
Sir, I assure you, our security will be more than enough. You're more than welcome to look around if you need to, but we have on-site security cameras backed by Matrix Spiders. We have, I don't want to call them high-threat response, because that gives the wrong idea. We do have hotel security, which is a cut above normal security.
May I meet them?
Sure, sure. Absolutely. Once Jim gets back from showing your colleagues around the room, I'm sure he'd be happy to introduce you to our head of security.
I sure hope he does, for your sake.
In the meantime, would you like to have a seat on one of the couches and we can...
Why don't you tell me about the buffet? I heard it's pretty good.
The buffet, sir, is a five-star Michelin-rated culinary masterpiece. We recently lost our head chef, but the new chef is as highly regarded as the old one.
What happened to him?
Let's just say he was extracted to a competitor and leave it at that. But rest assured, we have hired a new chef who is even better, if I say so myself.
He has not an ounce of fat on him, but he does that kind of motion where, like, see, I eat very well.
While he was getting used to the kitchen and preparing the staff, we frequently got to partake of the fine dining here. I can tell you it was delicious. Every meal, mwah, perfect.
Ah, fantastic. I will need a ticket to it, complimentary. Our boss wants to partake in the buffet, possibly, and he is a big spender, you know? So we need to make sure it's up to his standards.
I'm sure he is a big spender. Who did you say you were with again?
This is EVO, Garrow.
His eyes fade out again as he goes into AR to verify.
Very good. Ivo has authorized an open tab at the restaurant, as well as a reasonable stipend at the bar for today as well as tomorrow. If you would...
John Beppe, he's already gone. He's already gone.
Cutting back to Catherine and Cassandra being led by Jim the bellhop down some halls, you pass by several other doors to other random meeting rooms, conference venue type things. Some of them are currently in use. You see the little signs out front saying, you know, welcome to Procrastinators Anonymous or whatever group is meeting in there. Finally, they come to the promenade, which is relatively big. It's slated to fit about 40 people.
As they're moving up, Cassandra's just pointing at doors either in either direction, kind of making ticking off gestures with her hands as she counts off how many of these rooms are in use in proximity to the room that they're being led to. Basically just keeping a rough tally on which rooms are effectively blocked in case somebody wanted to use them for some other purpose.
You pass by several that are completely unused. You pass by several that have whatever conference is in town for this. This is quite a destination for the high roller scene. The promenade, you see some guy rolling in one of the big tables. It's probably a table big enough for 12, and they've got two of them set up side by side. So it's kind of in a large rectangle right in the middle of the room underneath a large chandelier. They're setting up tables in the on one of the sides for the drinks, the water that they always have and the little breath mint things.
Is there cabinets around?
There is a stage with like a bunting around the bottom if you wanted to try to stick something under there.
Yeah, she'll go to that then.
Or you could check it at the front desk.
No, she's supposed to keep it nearby, so she's going to go to the stage and kind of move it up and slide something underneath it as much as she can, moving a section away and sliding the bag underneath it.
Sure, there's nothing under there really already. It looks like the stage is just always in that room. They don't tear it down for other things.
She takes a moment to memorize exactly where she put it. Turns back to Jim. Did Jim like follow us in?
Yes, he's waiting close to the door, discreetly not paying attention while being ready that if you look like you need any help, he would come over.
She walks just straight up to him after that.
Yes, ma'am. What can I do for you?
I left some spare things I might need during the meeting underneath the stage, and I need personal assurances that it won't be messed with.
That's a very unorthodox request. Is there, would you feel more?
She's a personal assistant for Mr. Garrow. Cassandra interrupts from basically behind and over her shoulder. She gets some interesting requests from him from time to time. It really doesn't pay to go into it.
You have Eva's personal assurances that it's not anything unfortunate.
He looks very uncomfortable, but let's see how well you convinced him.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. Should I give a support to this?
You can.
Have fun with your three hits.
Oh, my gosh.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my goodness.
Are you comfortable with that level of success?
You know what? I want to make sure this goes well, so I will spend a point of edge.
Good God.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, no. 4 is decent, but it's not like 15 dice.
You also happen to double his successes.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. I don't think that'll be a problem. I will let the supervisor know that there's something there that is to be left alone for tomorrow.
Thank you.
I assume it's presentation materials or something like that?
Yeah, similar.
Okay. Will there be anything else?
No, I'm done. Are there windows in this room, or is it?
No, it's one of the interior rooms.
All right. That's Catherine's level of tactical analysis. Are there windows?
Cassandra looks around, looks at any other doors that happen to be there, and she's going to look towards the bellhop and say, How many of these lead towards any form of staircase or stairwell? Basically any other means of, you know, getting to other floors, or I'm sure you understand what I'm asking here, sir.
So the door, and he points to the back of the room, the door there goes to the service areas where we can bring in refreshments for meetings, that sort of thing. You don't need to go back there. It's for staff only. Across the hall, there, of course, is another meeting room very similar to this one. The way the hotel itself is laid out, there's like a tower for the actual rooms, and then it has like the conference area that sticks out to one side. So there's not a second floor in this particular area. You're like two or three rooms down from like a fire exit that goes out to the pool or whatever.
Okay.
Will there be anything else?
That should be all. Thank you.
Meanwhile, in the bar.
So Micah will walk to the bar. She'll pull the bar stool out. She'll unbutton her suit coat, unbutton the bottom button of the vest, and take a seat in that bar stool, cross her legs, and be parallel to the bar so her right arm is resting on the bar, and she'll light up a cigarette and wait to be served.
The bartender walks over, very well-dressed, very good-looking orc, mid-20s, perfectly done up, white shirt with the vest over it.
Yes, ma'am, what can I get you?
She'll take a drag, exhale the smoke in his face, and a bourbon neat.
Bourbon?
Mm-hmm, top shelf.
Yes, ma'am. Our bourbons are Glengooly, Knob Creek, Baker's, and Thoroughbred Bourbon. Both cask.
Glengooly.
Glengooly, very well.
He goes back to the bar, looks over at you, pours some into a glass, no ice, brings it back to you, sets it down in front of you.
She'll take a sip, continue smoking, and she'll just watch him as he goes about his work.
He does typical bar things. He's cleaning glassware, and he messes with the straws, and helps another customer. They want some super pretentious fancy drink that requires like 47 ingredients.
She does nothing but stare at him expectantly.
After a little bit, he comes over.
Is everything okay? Do you need a bar menu? Can I get you anything else?
Well, what's your name?
My name is James.
Well, James, this is how it's going to work. I'm going to drink, and the more I drink, the better I tip. But the only way it's going to get me to sit here and drink long is if you politely tell me all the dirty stuff that happens behind the scenes at this hotel.
He kind of snickers.
I'm relatively new here, so I don't have a...
James, don't give me that. You've heard stories, you know, you're a smart guy. Look at it this way. You can make a lot of money tonight, or you can make no money tonight, and I can lodge a complaint with the front desk about how this orc was rude to me. So, how do you want it to go? You want to make a lot of new yen tonight, or do you want to lose your job tonight?
Look, I wasn't saying I wasn't going to tell you anything. I'm just saying I don't have a whole lot of stories to tell. I've only been here 2 weeks, but...
And he proceeds to kind of look around, try to see if anyone's looking. He looks up at the cameras. He's clearly not comfortable with being shady. He walks away to help another customer real quick, comes back.
All right, so the other day... So you saw those alcoves on the way in here?
She'll kind of look over her shoulder. Yeah.
So the third one in, you noticed the doors were closed?
Mm-hmm.
That the other day, someone was having a meeting with some Shadowrunners. And
he looks over both shoulders.
Another guy came in, and without saying anything, just went in there, and there was just a flash of something. And they were just cut to absolute ribbons. There was very little left of them. It was like looking at a slaughterhouse. There was blood everywhere.
James, are you telling me that here yesterday, in this fine establishment, you had a mass murder occur?
No, not a mass murder. I assure you, the security
here. You told me a team of Shadowrunners, which means what? Four or five people dead? That's mass. That's a massive amount of people dead in this hotel. Oh, okay. I'm sorry, James. Please go on.
There was like three or four people that were meeting with another guy in a suit. I don't know. I just I just thought it was really cool. Feels like being in the Trids, you know?
Oh, yeah? Do you like to be afraid?
Clearly he's already starting to get afraid.
The biggest grin on her face, because I can make you see things if you really want to see things.
No, ma'am. I'm fine with reality the way it is.
She'll give him a wink. That's good. I could use another one. You're doing a good job, James, right now. Can you tell me what time of day this was?
Let's see. I had just gotten on shift at 3, and I served a couple of drinks, so maybe 4:30.
All right. Why don't you freshen up my drink, and we're going to continue to talk, but I'll let you, do your job for a little bit. And then when you come back, you get to tell me another story. And then she'll start tallying up the cash in front of him, piling it on the table. And yeah, we're going to do corp script. I got corp script. I work for corp.
Yeah, of course you would have Evo script.
Yeah, I got Evo script. I'm laying it down every time he does a good job. But I'm going to DNI to JB and the others. Need you to check camera footage yesterday around 3:30 in the afternoon to 5 in the evening. Looks like there was some kind of hit that happened here. And give the directions of third door, alcove, blah, blah, blah.
Catherine sends back immediately.
Are you talking to me? Am I supposed to do that? I don't know how to do that.
No.
I will get right on it after I finish the pudding.
Yes. Please finish your fraggin' tapioca pudding before you find out about the mass murder that occurred here yesterday. When we're supposed to highlight... You know what, JB, I don't care about culinary preferences right now. And she'll shut off the DNI.
Meanwhile, in the buffet room, I assume you didn't go for the fitness cuisine.
I have a salad with one tomato.
You don't make friends with salad.
No, you do. But I have to be healthy, you know? I got the one tomato, a few steaks, and a serving-sized bowl of pudding. Unfortunately, I had to empty out a bunch of fruit, because that was just wasting everyone's time.
Did you say a few steaks?
A few. You know, 4 or 5.
Well, there goes the entire tab. Tell me these are soy steaks.
This is a 5-star restaurant.
Oh my god, they have real food.
So he sits down in like a corner booth so that no one can see his shame.
You have no shame.
That's true, but I don't want to embarrass other people.
So in today's dollars, there are 8-ounce filet goes for $42.
I only got 6.
The decadence of corporate.
I'm going to do some AR stuff. Do I see any like cameras or anything? Like, can I map out where the cameras are in this place?
Sure. Give me a matrix perception. Sure, with 5 hits, you definitely see there's a boatload of cameras. They're attached to a host.
All right, can I see the host? Like, can I get information on him?
Sure.
With that level of hits, how many things can I see?
So you can tell that the host is a rating 7 host with firewall 6.
No. All right, I'm going to hack on the fly this host.
Oh, no.
Beautiful.
So the host has a mark on you.
Ah, oh, shit. Well, it can't possibly happen twice, right?
Yes.
All right. I shall hack on the fly again.
So here's the funny thing. We could actually just go to security and ask.
I already tried that. They said no.
Oh my gosh. Why didn't you just tell Micah? She could have made him do it.
Because I'm not the, how you say...
Smart?
No. I like to I'm self-reliant.
Oh, okay. Well, let's see how this works out for you.
Oh, thank God.
You now have a mark on them. They do still have a mark on you, though.
I'm trying to search for the file for the cameras from yesterday.
You could do a matrix perception in here.
Oh my goodness.
This is awful.
Yeah, we're about to roll some Matrix initiative.
Maybe you should hack with pudding in your mouth.
It's not the pudding's fault. So I'm going to turn off my persona.
Uh-huh. I was about to data spike you.
Yeah, I think I made the right choice. And then I'm going to message Micah.
There was no files that I could find. They are arrested.
I'm sorry, they are arrested?
They are arrest. You know, like, delete?
They've been deleted.
We, yes.
Okay. She's going to look at James and signal for him to come over.
He gets a little of that little minor slump shoulder, you know, like, oh, God, this is going to suck. And goes back over there.
Yes, ma'am. What can I do for you?
James, that little story you told me earlier, we're going to get to more stories. But that story, I would like an epilogue, if you will. Who cleaned up the mess? Who oversaw it? I'm sure a member of staff was there, discovered it, and made sure it was removed.
Well, I mean, you know, of course, the janitorial staff would have had to take care of it. I think they actually used some of our anthropomorphic drones to do some of it.
I get you. You don't want to get your hands dirty. Still, though, there was a person with eyes on the situation. Who is that person?
I don't know. I could probably find out for you.
James, you're learning so quickly. Thank you. I need that name. And I need an intro to that person. And I also need another drink. Thank you.
He goes back to the bar, taps on the computer, thinks about it, goes over to the bottle, pours you another fresh glass, takes it back to you, sets it down in front of you, then goes back to the computer, realizing that you probably need your drink before the information.
He's a smart orc. This is why he has a job.
So he swipes his card, starts tapping on it to try to get the schedule. He finally comes back.
Mr. Santos is the head of housekeeping.
Ah, okay. Thank you, James. This is good news for you. So what else can you tell me? What else happens in here, in this hotel? Who are the shifty people? Who are the people who have records?
Ma'am, this is.
And besides you, who are the people who are bribable to tell me things?
This is a high-end hotel. There are a whole lot of politicians and movers and shakers that come through here. I'm pretty sure you would understand that most of them have at least one skeleton in their closet.
Oh, don't talk to me about skeletons and closets. Yeah, I know exactly what kind of hotel this is, and I know exactly who's here. And I also know there's some busybody that likes to know everybody's business. And I want to know who that person is.
Aren't I speaking to her?
James, do you want to end our friendship so soon? And she'll move and grab that stack of court script and start pulling it off the bar. Because we can, James. We can. James, I really want to get back onto a nice, good relationship. So.
Me too.
What are you going to do to fix this now? Because I'm hurt. If I could feel pain, I would feel pain right now.
Let's see how scared this guy is of you. Are you intimidating him?
Yeah. How would I not be? And I'm going to edge that. There we go. Ty.
Yeah, he's not particularly scared by you.
Really?
Look, I can't get into any specifics. I can only really talk about generalities. I really don't want to lose my job, but...
Oh, you can't talk?
Not...
Oh, okay. Well...
Oh, no. You're going to make him talk.
I would never.
Or make him actually physically incapable of speaking.
Exactly. Magic Fingers applies 5 pounds of force. If you focus that on a person's trachea, they will choke. So, James, are we going to start talking again? Just nod.
He nods a little bit, and then a little bit more, and then a little bit more.
I mean, James, I need to really feel like you mean it.
His skin is starting to turn blue as he nods.
So you're going to not be rude anymore. You're going to talk to me. You're going to tell me who that person is, that real busybody, because it's not me. And you're going to get me that intro to Mr. Santos, right? Right? That's what's going to happen now.
He nods.
She'll release the spell. Don't make me do things like that, James. I mean, I enjoy it, but it's considered impolite according to the corp.
He flattens out his vest, shoots his cuffs, tries to pull himself together.
She'll smile and put the court script back, and she'll double the pile that's there. No hard feelings, right?
No, ma'am.
And he looks super meek.
What exactly do you need?
I need to know who the person in this hotel is who is in the know.
He kind of pulls himself together, cocks his head a little bit, massaging his throat, kind of clears it.
So if you really wanted to know who knows everything that goes on in here, you would probably want to talk to Mr. Summers. He's in charge of the spiders that do all the security stuff. And from what I hear,
and he kind of hunches down a little bit and looks side to side, a little conspiratorial.
Whenever something interesting happens on any of the camera feeds, his spiders always call him over. So he basically sees anything interesting that goes on in any of the areas of the hotel that are under video surveillance.
She's going to indicate for him to lean closer to her, and she'll lean forward too.
He hesitates a little bit and then leans forward.
She'll reach up, smack him on the face. Did a good job tonight. Here's your tip. And I'm sure you don't mind buying the drinks, right?
Very, very good, ma'am.
Great. Now, where do I find Mr. Summers and Mr. Santos?
I would assume they're in their offices, which are in the back part of the building in the employee area.
Very nice, James.
Hmm? Or I'm sure I could send them a message.
No. I want to introduce myself. Please do not send a message. If you do, it's going to really upset me, and I'm going to come back and talk to you about my upsetness.
Very good.
Unless you'd like me to come back and talk. James, I can come back and talk to you when I'm done with work here. I'd love to come back and talk to you. We can go into that nice cigar bar. The things I can do with a cigar.
He starts sweating.
As much as I would love to chat with you more, my shift is almost up, and I have some housekeeping things I have to do before I go home.
Well, then you have a lovely evening, James. I will introduce myself to Mr. Santos and Mr. Summers. Thank you for all your help. You are a top-notch employee. If I could have you on the team at Evo, I would. I would, James, even though you're an orc.
Thank you, ma'am.
She laughs. It's just needling him, really. That's all. And she'll get up. She's going to D&I to Cassandra. Which one do you want to take? I think you should probably take Mr. Santos, since you can guide him through what he saw tactically. But it's up to you if you want to talk to Mr. Know-It-All or Mr. Cleanup.
After all that, I'll take Mr. Cleanup. Figure it all out relatively tactically. That said, I mean, if it's like your friend there was saying, with a flash and a mess, that's a bit out of my element. But I can try and figure out our other concerns.
I got faith in you, Cash. You can do this.
Thankful for your faith. I'm just not the finger-wiggling type.
Excuse me? Who finger-waggles?
A flash and a mess? Like an explosion?
Yeah. Cat, why don't you go with Cass and you go talk to them? JB, put your pudding spoon down. We're going to go talk to one of your people.
I have switched over to the cakes. Thank you very much.
I meet them in the lobby. Or wherever.
I am Tempest Error, and I play Catherine.
Micah is voiced by Jupiter Sanders.
Jean-Baptiste, voiced by Jeff Elaine.
Hello, I'm Cassandra Miller, and I'm played by Quar.
The Topps Company, Incorporated has sole ownership of the names, logo, artwork, marks, photographs, sounds, audio, video, and or any proprietary material used in connection with the game Shadowrun. The Topps Company, Incorporated has granted permission to Burning Edge to use such names, logos, artworks, marks, and or any proprietary materials for promotional and informational purposes on its website and podcast, but does not endorse and is not affiliated with Burning Edge in any official capacity whatsoever.
Is this the part where Ice kills him?
Yeah, it's about to. Don't worry.
Quit being smart.
Yeah, drink it till you're dumb.
Yeah, you'll be like us.
It's all about board, in meaning that that bag is full of guns, but it's...
Is he hot-simmed right now?
Well, that's a good point. You wouldn't be able to eat pudding if you were.
All right. So the other day, and I don't actually have a story for this.
Improv. Can he smell her?